Well, to save time, we'll continue our fellowship in the second meeting today so we can end the meeting on time. Today feel like the Lord's Day because we started the conference on a Thursday. We normally start on a Friday. And so, yeah, it was a little confusing. I thought yesterday was Saturday. We're still Saturday. So. Get to be here for one more day tomorrow. So. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the fellowship has been very rich and very wonderful. And I think the Lord is really speaking to us a timely word. And it's really important that we all experience the Lord as life and that we all know Him as the Spirit. So that we have a sense of life within us. Because there is no way we can tell all the saints what to do, what is right, what is wrong. We all need to learn to live by the Spirit. And the Spirit surely will teach us all things.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you for the experience of the Spirit. Let's continue in our fellowship in Ezekiel chapter 44, and let's read verse 28. Amen. It's good to be sons of Zadok. They have wonderful portions given to them by the Lord. And it's good to see our portion, that we can enjoy Him. So let's read this verse together, Ezekiel 44, 28. Amen.
It shall be
in regard to their inheritance
that I am their inheritance.
You shall give them no possession in Israel,
right.
For I am their possession.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's so wonderful. We have God as our inheritance. Amen. It's good that we know this, because this possession, as we speak about here, is not the earthly possession, is not the material possession, but is the spiritual blessings that the Lord has given to us. And as believers, and also as sons of Zadok, we have the topmost portion that the Lord has given to us, which is He Himself. And
Amen.
What can be greater than having God as our possession?
All right.
Because when we have Him, we have everything that we need.
Amen.
Everything else will become defiled. Everything else is corruptible. All the houses, the cars, the money that you own, one day they will all be gone.
Right.
But God remains forever.
Amen.
And when we have Him, when we have the great I Am, whatever is it that we need, we can just ask from the Lord.
Amen.
And He will provide for us. Amen. And this is the rightful portion of the sons of Zadok.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to enjoy this wonderful inheritance. You don't have to turn to this. In Numbers 18, verse 20, it says, "Then the Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land, nor shall you have any portion among them." Now, if you just finish there, it's like, oh no. All the tribes get something, but Aaron seems like he got nothing. But the verse continues, the Lord says, "I am your portion and your inheritance."
Amen.
Among the children of Israel.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. It's the best. Yes. We have a wonderful hymn that says, "The Lord is the portion of our inheritance, and He is our cup."
Amen.
This portion, we all need to enjoy it today.
Amen.
It's not for someday when we die. It's available for us today.
Amen.
And we all need to really experience Him day by day. 1 Peter 1:4 says, "To an inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away."
Amen.
Everything else will fade away.
Right.
But the Lord will never fade away.
Amen.
The Lord as our inheritance. And this inheritance is not money. But it doesn't mean that we don't need money, but we should not love money so much that it would occupy our heart.
Right.
This is really the key. Right? In our hearts, we need to see that nothing compares to the Lord.
Amen.
Only Christ should make his home in our heart.
Right.
Yeah, money, possessions, cars, houses should not make home in our heart.
Right.
They're just for our existence. But the Lord is the only one we need to let him make his home in our heart.
Amen.
To fully gain us. And this is what the sons of Zadok do. And if we have the Lord, we have everything that we need.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves with many sorrows." I think even in the people in the world now knows money do not buy happiness. This verse tells you what money will buy. Money will buy sorrows. Many sorrows. And that is a guarantee. Yes. Right now, if you don't have it, you think, "Sam, you have no idea what you're talking about." Well, I know what I'm talking about. Because I've been there. Right? When you have stuff, it doesn't make you happy. Yeah. You will be pierced through with sorrow. And you will experience unnecessary sorrows. So, young people, don't do that. Right? Love the Lord. Right?
Amen.
Don't love money. Right?
Amen.
You will be happier.
Amen.
In every one of our heart, unfortunately, we have this problem.
Yes.
Even when you don't have money, you want money. Right? And this is our problem. This problem in the Bible is called covetousness.
Right.
So we must deal with this problem of covetousness in our heart. We need to pray, "Lord, get rid of it."
Amen.
Right? Deal with it.
Amen.
We need to learn to purge it out of us.
Amen.
Right? Bit by bit, get it out of us. Right?
Amen.
Purge out the leaven from us.
Right.
The leaven of covetousness.
Amen.
So that the Lord could gain our heart.
Amen.
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth." And then it lists fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire. And then at the end it says, and covetousness, which is idolatry. So the word tells us we need to put to death.
Amen.
We need to get rid of these things. We need to actively deal with it. Right?
Amen.
This is not something to take it lightly. "Oh, I'm okay. I'm exempt. Right? I don't have this." No, we have this. It's injected into our blood from the time we were born, unfortunately. Right? It's in our being. And so we need to pray for the Lord to really save us from this problem of covetousness.
Amen.
Yeah, because God desires to be our inheritance.
Amen.
We should not have any other idols. And as we share in year-end conference, money, possessions, all these things can become our idols.
Right.
And they take the place of God in our heart.
Right.
And we go after them. And we think about them from morning to night. We literally will bow down and worship them. These things, anything that occupies your heart more than the Lord, that is an idol we have to get rid of. Right? Only the Lord can be the number one and occupy our heart.
Amen.
So it's really important for us, the sons of Zadok, to know God is our inheritance.
Amen.
So it is for this reason the Lord didn't give them any material possessions, so that they would not be distracted by those things, that they would concentrate their whole being to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And also, we need to believe that when the Lord calls us out to serve him, he will take care of us. We need to have faith and believe in this, right? Remember, the one who calls you is responsible for you.
Amen.
So you tell the Lord, Lord, you call me to serve you. Then you are responsible for my life.
Amen.
Right? Yeah, if Bosch calls him, then Bosch is responsible to pay for him, right? Pay for his living, right? Pay for all his expenses, even packing up all of his possessions, bring them onto the container, ship them all back. Right? He doesn't have to worry about any of that, right? They will come and shrink wrap everything, right? In bubbles, protected. Right? He just have to sit there and say, do this, do this, do this, do that, and everything is insured. Right? And if there's anything that is damaged, he can claim it. The Lord called us.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah, and he surely will take care of us. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, he who calls you is faithful.
Amen.
Who also will do it.
Amen.
The Lord does just call you and say, okay, now you're on your own. Of course not. He will provide.
Amen. Right?
We need to have confidence.
Amen.
And really trust in the Lord.
Amen.
You all know the verses in Matthew chapter 6, 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek.
That's right.
We don't want to be like the Gentiles. Yeah, the Gentiles, they worry about these things. We, as God's children, we should not also be worried about the same thing, because we have a Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Yeah. For your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
Amen.
When I was younger, I always worry, how am I going to graduate? Right? And then when I graduate, how am I going to find a job? And then when you find a job, then, you know, what kind of a car should I get? And then it's like, you know, what kind of a house should I get? Right? There's so many worries, right? And when you have a job, how do I keep this job? That's sometimes even more difficult, right? Or when you buy a house, how can I afford to keep this house, right? With all the rising interest rates, right? It's we worry, right? We need to tell the Lord, Lord, I don't want to worry, right? If you ask me to buy this house, then I'll take it.
Amen.
But if you don't want me to have it, it's okay. Right? It's all up to you, right?
Amen.
It's the Lord's will, right?
Amen.
We really need to
Amen.
Seek the Lord in all things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
When we come back to Ezekiel 44, verse 30 says, the best of all fruits of any kind and every sacrifice of any kind from all sacrifices shall be the priest.
Right?
Notice it says, the best.
Amen.
Right. Best of the best.
Yes, the best of the best. As sons of Zadok, this is our portion, right? We need to claim this from the Lord. Lord, give me the best job for the church life, right? A job that I would not be distracted. I would not have no time for you. Right? We need to ask the Lord and pray
Amen.
In this way.
Amen.
Don't just pray for the best job. The Lord may not give that to you if your heart is wrong. Right? Why should I give you the best job? So you can be rich and leave? Right? Build up for yourself? Riches? Right? No, he will not do that. Right? He knows what is best for us.
Amen. Definitely.
Yeah,
Amen.
We need to really pray.
But
do not worry unnecessarily, but pray that our heart would be pure.
Yes.
And if our heart is pure and we are willing to serve the Lord will give us the very best.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
He will certainly provide. Regarding money, there's another thing we all need to learn. We all need to learn also how to give our money properly. Right? Don't be foolish and gullible just to give to anything, right? You need to really ask the Lord first,
yes.
right? In our offerings to the Lord. Lord, how much should I give, right? Lord, what is it that I should give to, right? You know, there's all kinds of people asking you for money, right? And if you have a soft heart, okay, I'll do this. Oh, I'll do that, right? That's not a wise, faithful servant.
That's right.
Money does not belong to us. It comes from the Lord. And when the Lord gives you money, don't spend it on foolishly. Right? Really pray before the Lord. Right? And use the money wisely to help for the Lord's purpose. Right? Money is just a tool. If it's used by the Lord properly, it can really help a lot. But if it's spent foolishly, you know, it could build up these beautiful cathedrals, right? Then eventually, what does that go to? Right? It doesn't go to feed the hungry, the poor. It's just glory for some men who can be so proud to proclaim, oh, this is mine. Right? That would be terrible. Right? As Christians, we need to be faithful.
Amen. Yeah,
with what the Lord has in charge to us. Amen. So Matthew 25, verse 21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant.
Amen.
You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things.
Amen.
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
Amen.
All the possessions that the Lord gives to us, if we are faithful, then we will gain a reward.
Amen.
Yeah. Much more so in the church life. The Lord will give us responsibilities. And if you are more capable, the Lord will give you more. If you don't have as much capacity, the Lord will give you less. But for sure, the Lord will give you one talent. Right? The Lord will not give you nothing. Right? It's what you do with that one talent that will determine whether you are faithful or not. So don't bury it, as is shared in the parables. Because if you bury it, you will be cut in two when the Lord comes back. Invest it, right? Multiply it. The little bit that you have, just invest it in the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
I started serving when I was in high school. Take care of the children's meeting. Then when I graduated from high school, in college, I took care of the high school meeting. Then when I graduated from college, I was in the young professionals. Then I took care of the college things. Yeah. It's very normal, right? This is what we all can do, right?
Amen.
If you are a little one, doesn't mean you have nothing to do. We all are given a little bit of portion. Be faithful.
Amen.
With what the Lord has given to you.
Yes.
Right? Yes. And also, on the other hand, the Lord asks us to be a cheerful giver. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, so let each one give as he purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. This is all part of God as our inheritance.
Yes.
If we are not faithful to the word of the truth, to the Lord, and to the way of holiness, as it was shared this morning, then many things that has happened to other Christian groups can very much also happen to us. Right? We are not exempt. We all need to be on the watch.
Right.
And we really need to pursue after holiness.
Amen.
We cannot say, oh, just because we know that we need to be sons of Zadok, we will never fail. We all need to continue to really pursue, right? Don't stop. Don't think that this has nothing to do with us. So we all need to learn. Yes. And the conclusion of this section regarding the sons of Zadok is really good. Let's go back to chapter 44 of Ezekiel.
Amen.
Amen. And let's read two verses. In fact, let's read the last three verses. Right? Verses 29, 30, and 31. How about brothers? Read verse 29.
They shall eat the grain offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering. Every dedicated thing in Israel shall be theirs.
sisters, verse 30.
The best of all first fruits of any kind.
Amen.
And every sacrifice of any kind from all your sacrifices.
Yes.
Shall be the priest.
Amen.
Also you shall give to the priest the first of your round meal.
Amen.
The last blessing to rest on your house.
Amen. Altogether.
The priest shall not eat anything, bird or beast, that died naturally or was torn by wild beasts.
Amen.
Amen.
I was in the brothers' meeting in Stuttgart this time, and we went through these verses, and in one of the meeting, we touched on this verse 31. The priest shall not eat anything, bird or beast, that died naturally or was torn by wild beasts. And it was shared that this is a very important verse. And at that point, I looked at Toby, who was sitting next to me, and he was looking at me, and we're like, really? Well, after all the meetings that we had, I think we have a little bit of an idea why this verse is so important. The priest shall not eat anything, bird or beast, that died naturally and was torn by wild beasts. Our food, the food that we eat, is really, really important. Because we are what we eat. And if we eat dead food, then we will minister death. And that's why you see some places, the level of life goes down and down and down. Because they are not able to minister life to God's people. This is really important. It not only affects those who are eating, it affects those who are they're serving. So for the sons of Zadok, the food that they eat must be fresh,
Amen.
Must be living,
Amen.
Must be full of life.
Amen.
And in Fountain Valley, we've been on this matter of eating this whole past month. It's really, really important. For the building up of the church, for the going on, we all need to experience the Lord in the way of life. Right? We need to take care of what we eat. Don't eat things foolishly. What is convenient? What is on the shelf? Right? Don't take in those microwavable foods. Yeah, if you take those packages and you turn them around and you read the sodium content on that, you will be shocked. Right? It's like, you know, five times your daily dosage. It makes the food taste good, it will kill you. And nowadays, this is common knowledge now, right? Everyone knows you need to eat organic. You need to eat healthy, right? It's good, yeah. Because in this country, there's an epidemic of diabetes, heart diseases, and all the doctors are trying to figure out why. Well, it all comes from what we take in, right? And if we can limit our intake of junk food, then our children will not suffer premature diabetes. I see this in my patients. You know, young, obese children, they develop juvenile diabetes. And their vision starts to go bad because the blood vessels in their retina are starting to hemorrhage. It's very serious.
Right.
They can't see. And the parents bring them thinking, oh, they just need some glasses. Oh, no, it's a lot more than that.
Right.
You look into their eyes, it's terrible. Yes, the food that we eat can kill us. If it's dead food, right? So that's why we must be eating the living food.
Amen.
If we eat anything that is from the tree of knowledge, because it is the dead food, it will kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in John chapter 6, verse 51, the Lord says, I am the living bread.
Amen.
Oh, I really enjoyed this verse. In this recent month, I am the living bread.
Amen.
Just not any kind of bread, the living bread. Right?
Amen.
Not the leftover bread, the next day bread. I am the living bread.
Amen.
Yeah, we will be singing a song about this afternoon. Yes. What makes this bread special? Because it's living. It's full of life.
Amen.
Right? The Pharisees have been feasting on dead food, so they don't even recognize the Lord who was in front of them.
Right.
At least the disciples, some of them recognize. Lord, who shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Amen.
Yeah. We all need to eat the Lord as
Amen.
The living bread. Amen. It's good to sing songs this morning. My heart is hungry. My spirit thus thirsts. Feed me, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Give me to drink.
Amen.
Fill all my hunger. Quench all my thirst.
Amen.
We come to the Word in a prayerful way.
Amen.
Reading and praying. Praying
Amen.
And reading.
Amen.
Thou art my fair. Pray over God's Word with our spirit.
Amen.
And take in God's Word as life.
Amen.
As nourishment. The primary purpose for us coming to the Word is not just to understand, but to get it as food so that it will become vitamins,
Amen.
Antioxidants,
Amen.
Right, carbohydrates. It will be nourishing for our
Amen.
Spiritual bodies
Amen.
So we can live and serve the Lord.
Amen.
This is our calling as sons
Amen.
Of Zadok.
Amen.
The Lord says in the same chapter, John 6:63, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing.
Yeah.
The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
Seems like in every meeting we read these same verses. Because
they
are neon signs. They're like big warning to tell us. If you read the letters of the flesh, it really will kill you. And it's a literal sense. Spiritually, you will be killed. But if you take in the Word as the Spirit,
Amen.
You will receive Spirit and life.
Amen.
We testify this from our experience.
Right.
What really captured me when I was in high school, and I'm not trying to go back to 40 years ago, but just to help you all young people, I fell in love with God's Word as food. And I realized at a young age, oh my goodness, the Bible really is sweet as taste to my mouth. And it really feeds me. And I really need to eat this. And it's actually enjoyable to pray over God's Word. Love to come together with one another to pray over God's Word. Right? We all need to have this sense of life. And develop this taste at a young age. I was very touched with the testimony, you know, Peter and Angela. They came in the year-end conference. They have two teenage children. When they came into the church life in Vancouver, even the children can taste that there was a big difference between the group that they used to be in and the church in Vancouver. Because the children says, Mom, Dad, we taste life. Right? When we go home, we feel like there was God there, right? Whereas when they went to the other place, they don't even use the Bible. They have these skits and they have all these fancy things, but they don't have the sense of life. We need
Amen.
To develop this sense of life.
Right.
And this comes from proper eating.
Amen.
Yes, food is very important when we come to the house of God. It must be fresh, living, organic, so we need to take care of what we eat and don't just eat anything that people give to you.
Right.
So the verse that we read in the previous meeting, 2 Corinthians 3:6 again, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, nor of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. As sons of Zadok, we need to be ministers of the new covenant. In all the church meetings, we all need to experience how to minister the Lord as spirit and life.
Amen.
So we don't Google it. We don't read a book and repeat it. We don't memorize a message. we get into the Word, we take the verses that's out on the outline, we eat them during the week. And it really becomes food to us, and it's our experience. And when we come to the meetings, we share the riches that we enjoy.
Amen.
And it's fresh, and it's living, and the saints can be fed and nourished. And we pray this for all of you when you go back to your localities. Put this into practice.
Amen.
Let's all be sons of Zadok
right.
in our locality. Right? The Lord needs to raise us up so that each church can grow and multiply. And this is not hard. This is really what the Lord wants us to do.
Amen.
And we need to constantly have a new living relationship with the Lord so that what we share is fresh and living. So every day we need to ask the Lord, Lord, give me something fresh.
Amen.
That's why the Lord says, ask for you for your daily bread.
Amen.
Right? The Lord didn't say, ask for your monthly bread or your weekly bread. Because the food needs to be fresh. Lord, give us today our daily bread.
Amen.
Daily manna.
Amen. Right?
You cannot preserve the manna in a jar and save it till the next day. Because then it becomes rotten. And it has worms. Right? I think it was you who was telling me, yeah. You don't like worms, right? Yeah, none of us like worms. Because right? Worms is part of the creeping thing, right? It's creepy, right? It's from the serpent. We don't want to eat anything that is old, that is rotten. We need to eat things that's fresh and that is living.
Amen. Right?
And that is why, at this point, Toby and I looked at each other. Oh, we now understand this verse is very, very important because it is our experience.
Right?
It really applies to our daily life and for the church life. So, may the Lord make us all good ministers of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That we may be able to nourish the saints with the words of faith and also healthy teaching. You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, there's a very good verse in verse 6. Most of these verses are in the outline, and if you have time, you can go home and look them up. I'll just read it to you to save time. It says, if you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished in the words of faith
Amen.
And of the good doctrine. Well, the good doctrine should really be translated into healthy teaching. Nourish in the words of faith and of healthy teaching, which you have closely followed.
Amen.
Yeah. This is why the ministry of the word in the meetings are very important in each locality. So if we have fresh food, the church life will be healthy.
Amen.
The saints will grow in life.
Amen.
If not, the churches will die a slow death, and eventually we will be replaced by religion. This is tested, proven. Right? So may the Lord help us.
Amen.
And the saints also will have a taste of what is life. Because once they tasted life, something that's fresh, then they will know what is death.
Amen.
You know, I know some people, when I invite them to Chinese restaurants, they say, I will eat anything, but please don't order beef. Because my taste of beef is very fine. And, like him. And and if you just serve any beef of any quantity, then it doesn't taste the same. You know? Once you taste it, the fine portions, right? the rare, right? The good stuff, then you know the difference. When we help the saints, we help them by giving them a taste for what is life. Once they've tasted what is life, they will know when they taste something, oh, that doesn't taste like life. Yes, that's Amen. Not life. Right? This is how the saints will discern. Right? So it's really important that we ourselves first learn to go to the good restaurants. Right?
Amen.
Yeah, don't waste your money on junk food. fine dining. You develop fine taste. Right? Okay, let's now apply this in a spiritual sense. Right? We talk about the fine humanity of the Lord. Right? What can be finer than the fine humanity, the fine flower that's mingled with oil, and you add frankincense. Good. Right? Yeah, to all the priests who are used to eating this, oh, this is their food, right? The burnt offering is all for God, right? But the meal offering, a little bit of it for God, the rest of it is for the food to supply all the priests, right? We need to have this food. We need to eat the humanity of the Lord.
Amen.
Then we can be healthy, and we can have the fine humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
Like the song that we sang. So once the saints have this taste, then the church life will be very healthy. Just like in the temple, you have three levels of the dining hall. Right? And once you reach the top, it's not because of the view, but because it's the food that you eat.
Right?
It's very refined. It's just Christ.
Amen. Right?
Christ as our burnt offering, Christ as our meal offering, as our peace offering. Yeah. It's really good. This weekend, it's really like an appetizer. We stirred up our hunger. So when we go back to our localities, we can really practice the things that we have seen and heard.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, verse 23 of Ezekiel 44, we read this in the last meeting, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean.
Amen.
Once the saints have the taste of the spirit of life, they will know the difference. What is of life, what is of death, what is holy, what is unholy. And this is really a job for the sons of Zadok.
Right?
Yes. There's one verse I want to read to you. Titus 1:9. Titus 1:9. It says, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by healthy teaching both to exhort and convict those who contradict.
Amen.
It's important. Right? Once we know what is healthy, then we will be able to exhort those who contradict. Yeah. But this is something that we pray for all of us.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord make us all sons of Zadok.
Amen.
That we all may be able to enter into the millennial kingdom.
Amen.
To dine with him.
Amen.
To be in the marriage feast with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.